Good afternoon. You are listening to the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program on KDNK. I'm Adele, the Youth News Team Coordinator for ASYEP. To continue our conversation on mindfulness, I have Amanda Peterson, the Program Director for Focus Kids, in the studio with me today. Welcome, Amanda.
Hi, Adele. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. To begin, can you please give us a brief introduction of who you are and your organization?
Yes. So I am, first of all, mother to Blake Peterson, who you just heard. And the program director of Focus Kids. At Focus Kids, we work in the community. We're a small nonprofit, working with families, teachers, in the classrooms, building healthy brains, teaching teachers and families how to build calm and focus into their daily lives.
And what does mindfulness mean to you?
So my current definition of mindfulness is simply paying attention and being present in any given moment and being kind to yourself as you experience the moment, tuning into your thoughts and how you feel. And it isn't about being perfect or finding perfection. It's just being in the moment and noticing what's going on. Notice how you're feeling. Notice where your thoughts are taking you.
Yeah, I think that's really important. What are some of the advantages of mindfulness?
I have found, for me personally, the advantages of mindfulness are, again, just having that awareness, noticing when you need to slow down, noticing when your thoughts are taking you down the wrong path that you don't want to go, finding more calm, and just being aware of the little things and really trying to stay present, whether that's with your kids or with your conversations throughout your day. It's just, I think, makes you, for me, feel calmer and happier and more present in everything I do.
Can you tell us more about how mindfulness plays a role in your everyday life and how you personally got involved with being more mindful?
I would say my journey with being more mindful and having a mindful practice started as a teacher, and it probably goes back even before that, just having yoga as part of a big part of my life. And then through a program that we used in our school called Mind Up, which teaches kids about mindfulness, I became really connected with that and seeing the importance of teaching mindfulness to kids. And through that, I built in my own practice. A couple years ago, I did a course called A Still Quiet Place with Amy Saltzman, who's been a leading person in the mindfulness field since the 70s. And with that, I had to do a daily 30-minute meditation practice. And that was when I think my connection to mindfulness and being more mindful really took off. And since then, just continuing to keep that meditation practice. Meditation helps build that mindfulness into your day. When you meditate, you're finding calm, you're finding stillness, you're watching your thoughts, and that leads to a more mindful life and having more mindfulness in your life. And I feel like that's what I work on every day now.
Awesome. I think we hear a lot about why it's important for adults to be mindful and incorporate practices like that into their lives, but why is it important for children to be mindful as well?
It's important for children in today's society because there are so many distractions and it's so easy for kids to not be aware. It's so easy for kids to not be in the present moment. We all know devices play a huge part of this conversation. And when we can get kids off their devices and give them a chance to really connect with the present moment, to connect with their senses, to notice what's going on around them, we can start to build that practice into them. And that's going to hopefully help them to lead happier, calmer lives and give them tools to be more aware of their thoughts and how they can be in charge of them and how they can control their thought patterns and their feelings.
I think what you brought up about the devices is definitely a really, really big problem facing this generation of kids. Mm-hmm. So how do you get them to disconnect from their devices and come back into the real world and be more mindful?
I think that's you know, we lead by example. So when you're at home with your kids, it's putting the devices away or setting time aside that the devices are off, getting outside and playing, coloring, doing activities that when they experience that the present moment and when they experience that time off their device, my hope is that it's an enjoyable time for them and they want to be a part of that real world time and they want to find those connections. And just giving them the space to do that is, I think, the most important thing we can do.
Besides the issue of devices, do you see any other specific issues that are currently facing kids that mindfulness can help combat?
Yeah, I think the big rise in stress and anxiety in kids, when kids realize that they don't have to, that, you know, they can face the anxiety, they have the anxiety, they have this stress, but there's things that they can do to help them through those tough times. And tuning into that mindfulness piece can be really important and really helpful. And I think, again, just giving them those tools and strategies through meditation, through yoga, through exercise, good sleep, eating healthy, that all leads to giving them those tools to be more mindful. And yeah, that can really help with what we're up against in this society, which is a lot of stress and a lot of anxiety that kids are facing.
What do you think adults, specifically parents and educators, can do to help facilitate and encourage kids to be more mindful?
Well, like I said, the first thing is just being a role model, practicing, letting them see you use these tools and strategies, and then giving them space to practice these tools and strategies. In the classroom, one of the things that we love in our program is doing mindful coloring, which is just turning on quiet music, dimming the lights, just focusing on one specific thing, which is just the coloring. And we teach kids that when you just slow down, go slow, focus on one thing at a time, that's a mindfulness practice. So just giving kids space to practice these things. And what we find is that when they have the opportunity to practice, it feels good to them and they want to do it more.
Yeah. Can you walk us through some more specific strategies that we kids and adults can use in our everyday lives?
I think a big one, like Anne-Marie had mentioned, is just putting down the phone, going outside, tuning into your five senses. That's a really easy one, and it doesn't take time or effort. One thing that I try to do is when I'm out on a walk, I might be trying to rush, or I might be stressed, or I might be bringing my phone with me to check something while I'm on my walk. But then if I can just let all that go and tune in to what I see around me, maybe the noises that I hear, it can really ground me and bring me back down to that place that I want to be. So that's just a simple practice. And deep breaths, even though it sounds simple and we hear it all the time, it really does help our brain in a lot of ways.
Awesome. Before we wrap up our interview, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think between the kids and Anne-Marie, I think we've covered it. I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity to chime in today. Thanks
Absolutely.
So much.
Absolutely. Thank you. Amanda, yeah. It's been amazing to have you on our show.
Thank you.
And I think that this mindfulness practices and all of these issues that we've talked about today are really, really relevant and very important to have a continuing conversation about as adults and with kids.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great. And it's becoming more and more mainstream. So hopefully the buy-in will just become easier and easier with these kiddos that we have with us.
Well, Amanda, thank you so much for joining us today on the show.
Okay, thank you.
And a big thank you to our listeners. You have been listening to the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program on KDNK. Have a great day.